Might as well just fucking go. Fuck it. So, 1, 2, 3, 7. Let's go.
Do you want to introduce yourselves? You're not very interesting, in fairness. Like, you're not. You're not biologist. Now, the last time.
Sure, he's studying.
What are you studying?
Why the fuck is
that? I wish I knew. Like, I don't really know.
You don't really know? Do you like it?
That's alright. Right.
Do you like college?
Yeah. Do you?
No. Fucking hate it, like, shit.
You done now?
Done. My man wants me to go back in September, but I just think we're all so full of shit. Like, I don't think, like, you're just, what are you going to do? What is it? It's so full of shit.
Yeah, it's not great. Like,
it's not great. It's just school.
It is school. It is school.
Well, one thing we were talking about last, wait, well, just introduce, these are just two fellas.
Two fellas,
yeah. Two fellas. But, what's interesting about you? Come on. Play a bit of rugby.
Jesus, wow.
First of all, that's an interesting place.
Play a bit of rugby, don't you? And what else? Oh, porn star.
I feel terrible now.
You're a porn star.
You make me feel bad about yourself.
You're a porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're ginger.
I'm ginger. Yeah. You make me feel worse about myself now.
No. Yes, but one thing we were talking about last time, that was like, I just made a fucking balls out of them, but like, it was actually good. Like, late in the thing, they're lively, so they were good. Fair play to you, lads.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing they were talking about, Leighton went to the text on me. That's what I was watching there. Did you see that?
No.
It's fucking terrifying. Like, watch this.
Hi, I'm looking for something on Big Bird.
It turns out a big part of getting things done is making a phone call.
It's the AI that Google made to answer phone calls. It's fucking terrifying. Listen to it.
Google to make your haircut appointment on Tuesday between 10 and noon. What happens is the Google Assistant makes the call seamlessly in the background for you. So what you're going to hear is the Google Assistant actually calling a real salon to schedule the appointment for you. Let's listen.
Yes, please.
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
No.
No, isn't that fucking terrifying?
Mm-hmm.
It does that.
Or what time are you looking
like, if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't know which one's which.
At 12 p.m. We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15. Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Like, you have to type this in? Or
no, it says that. You go Google, make a call, and does that. That's it, calling someone. That's real time. Like, they did that live. But fucking, there's low. Like, he went to the text on me. You know that thing in there?
Yeah, I've seen his
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah. He was saying that, like, just mad shit. Like, you know, barcodes?
Yeah.
Like, QR codes.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
No.
No. That they're going to be on every product in like Tesco and all. And you just put everything into your basket or your trolley. And when you're going out the door, it scans it all at the fucking door. And then all those things
like it's linked to a bank account then.
Yeah. This comes out of your account, so you just walk out.
No, that's
fucking terrifying. We're all going to start. It literally is. Literally, it's the truth. Like, listen, that's. But the thing is, everyone thinks that they're going to turn into like humanoid figures. If they wanted to take over us, they're not going to turn into. They're not going to look like us. They're going to look like whatever the fuck is that makes that's easiest to kill us. Like, we can't even imagine.
So you heard about the Facebook when the did you hear about the Facebook one?
No.
They created their own language. It was the bots. They had two bots. There were some prototypes.
Oh shit! Yeah, I did hear it.
Leaks. They started.
I thought that was bullshit though.
No, and they started talking like their own like language, and like they had no idea like the between them. So no, shut that down.
Fuck that.
No.
So they actually had conscious, like.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Do you know like Neil deGrasse Tyson? No, they're all geniuses. Yeah, they're all terrified of it. And what's his name? Elon Musk. He's terrified of AI as well.
Put this on Do Not Disturb.
Like, they could just take all the money out of your account.
They could do whatever the fuck they want.
All 9 quid.
€1, 9 quid.
You're literally making something that could destroy you, like.
Yeah.
He was even saying, like, Ting was saying that in, like, 8 years, even. Less than 8 years. That's what Leighton's saying. Leighton could just be talking shite as well. Nah, I don't think he was. Like, he went to text someone.
Leighton, if you're watching this, you always talk shite.
But he was talking about that in like five years, I think he said, that you'll just order something on from whatever and the drone will fly to you in an hour.
That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, Amazon,
and that, no, sorry,
Amazon,
that's already happening,
Amazon
said.
Amazon do that.
Yeah. A fucking drone will fly to your house. That is terrifying. So if everything's becoming like most houses now in 10 years will have all that shit where the fucking your fridge tells you when it doesn't have enough milk in it. And
that's not happening.
So if they become conscious, they can control everything around us. Like,
just
they could turn that telly into a gun.
See the episode of Simpsons. See the episode of Simpsons with the house. Oh, yeah. And locks them all out and tries to kill them and all.
That's that's what's gonna happen.
Fuck that.
TV like, be transformed and shit. Like.
Exactly, but it's terrifying. Terrifying.
I'm actually terrified.
I'm actually terrified of that. Like, listen to that again. Just listen to it.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd. Okay, great. Thanks, great. Have a great day.
What the fuck? And what if they make them like us? You're not actually going to be able to tell whether it's a human or not.
I couldn't tell there.
You wouldn't tell.
If you had that covered and you got, I wouldn't be able to tell. And
it's fucking terrifying.
It's so clear, like, compared to like all, you know, and it's like really slow.
Yeah, or like Siri, it's completely different.
It sounds.
Siri's just stupid. But fuck. It was terrifying. Another thing, right, there's this app and it gives you topics. So if we get a bit gay, you can't say that. If you get a bit, like, what else could we talk about?
If we get a bit of like.
WWE?
If we get a bit like Sean Fox, I mean,
that'd be, yeah. Ramadan.
Ramadan.
What's up with the... Oh my god, that's so racist. But what's up with that? Doing the... So the...
Really?
Sorry, Nat.
That's fucking crazy. Like,
is it, that's as mad, isn't it?
Mature.
Exactly. But now he loves it, doesn't he?
He could be the one fighting robots.
Yeah. Oh, literally, he would be. But that's mad. Like, he was literally just drawing pictures of dicks in my fucking journal last year. And then that's mad the way we're just expected to like sort ourselves out.
Like, yeah.
What? That's what I mean. Like, we couldn't take it. That's what we're talking about as well. We had to ask to take a piss last year.
He's doing the most serious thing of all. And he was the most immature,
He was literally the most immature.
He was in a primary school there with loads of kids.
What the fuck? Like, that's mad.
Imagine fighting that and they're like, oh, stop.
I wouldn't have him in my house. Like,
kids. That's what I don't understand, though. Like, why are we just expected out? You go, fuck off. Do what you want. Like, that's mad. We literally had to put our hand up to take a piss.
And you weren't allowed all the time.
You had to get a note.
And if you were caught in the corridor, it's like, oh, can you see a note? It's like, I'm only going for a piss, like.
That's the thing. Like, school's just, I think it's just all full of shit. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get a full of shit job where I'm just fucking going to work when it's dark and coming home when it's dark.
Yeah.
That's what people do. You don't need to do that stuff. Like, I've made money online. Like, a decent amount of money online.
Videos, like.
No.
Stripping
and stuff. No. That too. No, but like stuff like dropshipping. You ever hear of dropshipping?
No.
We were talking about that as well, but I deleted it because I'm in Asia. But it's where you're right. You know AliExpress.
Yeah.
It's cheap stuff. Let's just say microphones, right? Yeah. And then you set up a thing on Shopify or eBay, and you sell the microphone. Let's say it'd literally be like a tenner on AliExpress. And you go onto eBay and you sell it for 60 euro.
Oh, right.
And then you never see the product. So if they put in their address and all on eBay,
yeah.
You just put it into AliExpress and send it to them through there. So you never see the product. So I've done that a bit.
Middleman, like.
Yeah, that's it.
That's ridiculous.
And everyone, like, I tell my mom, she's like, oh, that's illegal. No, it's not. That's what people do. You're literally just buying and selling. Like, do you know what I mean?
So are you responsible then say if it was broken?
Yeah, but then you can just transfer it back through PayPal. It's not hard. That happened to me, yeah.
It did happen.
Yeah, it happened. It never came. So I just gave them back the money. They were happy. I actually gave them a little bit more just to be sound, you know what I mean?
Just to be sound.
But you can make, like, you do it, I did it for like 24 hours, but then you go on to like, I didn't do it with microphone, I did it with Marvel stuff, because Infinity War was coming out, and I'm a genius, obviously. I know nothing, but I was pretty proud of myself. I'm in Egypt, like, but that was pretty, and then I just went on to Instagram, and was like, will you share this? So I spent around 30 euro on advertising, giving pages of like 300,000 to Fiverr to promote the product with a swipe up link. And it just blew up. Like, I mean, like,
seriously?
I think I got 1,000 orders for keychains. Yeah. And I'm selling them for 2 euros there. Do the math.
Fucking
yeah. That's 24 hours.
You're a millionaire already.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you don't need a job. Like, I just don't, I can't do something where I have a boss. Honestly.
You
don't
be your own boss.
I have to be my own boss. Shit. Yanni or Laurel.
Yanni or Laurel. I heard Yanni.
Yanni. That's actually deadly. It just tells you all the stuff you should talk about. But I don't hear either of it. But apparently it's like I was watching. I just watched so much.
What are you hearing?
I'm an idiot. I just hear bleh, or something like that, honestly. But apparently if someone said, do you hear Yanny? And then that's in your head, and you're just going to hear that no matter what.
I hear
but
Yammy, though.
That's what I hear. That's actually what I hear. Yammy. Yeah.
There's no Yanny.
And also, are they names? Like, they're pretty shit fucking names.
Where did that come from? Where did that come from? It just appeared.
Someone.
It's like that blue dress or.
Yeah, no, same thing. I'm pretty sure it's blue.
Yeah.
Blue and black.
Yeah, I'm convinced that people are saying Laura and only saying it like to.
Just to be a dickhead. Yeah. Huh.
Well.
Porto. Sean Sinatra. Who's the fuck's Laura? But, that's it though. It primes it. So if you hear Laurel first, that's what you hear. If you're Ting first, that's what you hear. Cosby and Kelly support. It's cool, isn't it?
It isn't bad.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby. Hey, man, you already talked about that comedy. That's shit on the fucking telly, man.
I'm here for a cup of tea and a nice chat. I'm scared.
It's the whole thing. Like,
but then they're driving. No, but Google are making driving cars as well.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
What if they get conscious? They just drive into a fucking wall, like.
I drive over someone. Like,
exactly. Like, yeah, drive over. Start killing people.
But technology, like, people are listening as well. Like you know, when you take the terms and conditions, like,
yeah,
they're now listening. Like, yesterday I was in.
Yeah, they're listening to us right now. There's some CIA agent.
I didn't tell you about this. Yesterday I was in Zach's, and Zach showed me some fashion shit. He was talking about, like, design and his own stuff, how much, like, people can make for it.
Yeah.
Show me some cap, and it's just like a normal cap, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Literally had the words cap on it.
Yeah. that's pretty dropshipping.
$270, right?
Oh, fuck off.
Hands me the phone, and I had the app on my phone, Wish.
Yeah.
He hands me his phone to look at the cap, and I'm not even messing. As he hands me the phone, in all cases with my phone, 80% off caps. And I was
there,
like,
That's it.
Swear to he was there. It came up as he hands me the phone to look at the cap, it came up a notification on my phone, 80% off caps, and I was like, done.
That's ridiculous. Like, when I was texting people saying that, oh, do you want to do the podcast and all, stuff for a podcast started coming up on Instagram, like.
Yeah, it's.
What the fuck? Scary. And sometimes, like, I remember thinking that I wanted a pair of Air Max 90s, right? I didn't say it to anyone. I didn't text anyone.
Did you search it up on your phone?
No, I didn't even search it up on my phone. And it was just in my head, and then a pair of Air Max 90s. Obviously, that's just me being paranoid, but still. What if they're reading their fucking mind? Like, terrifying. Ting. You said Zach's a feminist, did he?
Ah, this is a joke.
Oh, he's not really, isn't he?
Well, are you a feminist, Zach?
I don't know about male feminists. I don't think you can call yourself that. This doesn't make any sense.
There's no feminism and being a feminist.
Why would you call yourself a feminist at all if it's about equality?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hate the word feminist.
Just call yourself a humanitarianist. That's the same thing, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you're striving for equality.
Yeah.
And things like, oh, I'm gonna, if this goes up, I'm gonna get killed. But like, the pay gaps a myth. Like,
yeah, the definition should be a pay gap.
It's a myth. Like, it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, actually, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But it's not a myth. But what they're saying is that if you were a woman, and I was a man, and we did the exact same job, I'd be paid more because I'm a man, and that just doesn't happen. Like. Women.
I've never heard of it anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's just minimum wage, and like that's it, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. They get 70 cents an hour, and it's just not true. What happens is that over a lifetime, on average, women get paid 70 cents for every on the lifetime the man will earn. But that's because of factors like maternity leave and other stuff like that, which that's a choice. Like, if you really wanted to be like helping women to earn more, if that was your real goal, you'd encourage them not to take maternity leave. And that's the truth, like, but you can't just say that they make $1 for every 70 cents a man earns, because that's not true. It's not true, like, for the same job.
Yeah.
Like, it's illegal. Do you really think a woman would go into a job, starting the first day, and she gets paid less? That just wouldn't happen.
You wouldn't see women working anywhere.
Exactly, this wouldn't happen, like.
It wouldn't happen at all. It's bullshit.
What do you think about the repeal day?
this is a heavy topic. You went straight into the deep end.
I'm about choice, in fairness. But did you see my tweet? What you said?
I've seen a lot of your tweets.
It was like, I put up last night, and I was just saying, like, that men should be able to disown the child then. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it makes sense. Like, if the woman is, let's say the woman wants to keep the baby. But the man doesn't
want it, yeah.
Why isn't the man able to have the choice then? I'm just saying, like, you'd be killed for saying that.
We're going to be killed for saying
it. But it makes sense, doesn't it?
I do understand the point.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, 100%. But I had this conversation today with my stepdad.
Mm.
I was, the whole time, I was like, yeah, vote. I was going to vote. Yeah. I'm voting, yeah, I know, whatever. But it's kind of, I can see the point. I can see people's voting on points.
Yeah.
But then, I'm just gonna vote yeah for the sake of Dan and Carl. Actually, I want to vote yeah because I want to know, because I don't mean to sound bad, but I just don't feel that if I found out that my child's gonna have disability and
I'm gonna have it.
It's not a way of life for it, and I'd be like, no, I want. I don't think I'd be able to fend for them. Not in a bad way. I don't think I'd be able for. And it's just not a way to
live at all.
A way to live.
Fuck that.
Well, definitely,
Brian.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, every 2 days, like, but.
The only thing is, people have to be careful though. You can't just say, but you're not voting yes to legalise abortion. What you're voting yes is for the government to change the law. Yeah. That's what you're doing. And that's you have to be careful when you're doing that, because the government are some sneaky bastards sometimes, you know what I mean? And you don't know what they're going to change.
Oh, they can change.
They have the open. That's the only reason I was thinking about no, because you don't want to give it. You just want to.
Like, thank you for them.
He could be like, what if it was like Hitler? And you know what I'm saying? Like, they have their own agenda. Do you know what I mean?
For down the line, they can go, we're changing this, but if this isn't part of the referendum, we're going to change because we want to change it because you just voted in. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You have to be careful. Like. Then, as well, feminazis, like, they're all pro-choice, yeah? But you have to be careful about that, because if people are voting no, you can't attack them for voting no. Because if you're pro-choice, if that's their choice to vote no. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, like, it's health equality, yeah. But like, you're not being equal to the person that has a different opinion. It's everyone's opinion.
Exactly. That's, you just have to leave. If someone's like, if they're not forcing no into someone else and they have their own reason to vote for no, you have to respect that. Like,
that's
you can't,
why, that's why
you can't force your opinion.
I step back from all this. Whatever it is, I'll vote yeah, depending on the case. Like, if I could have voted during the gay marriage, I would have voted yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't affect me.
It's the same as me. Exactly. It's nothing to do with me.
I'm so laid back. If people want to do that,
but the only thing is, they have to bring something in for men. Like, I'm just saying, like, I have to stand up. We have to stand up for ourselves sometimes. I think that women are going to have more. But at the moment, they definitely have more power than men. Like, a woman's opinion.
Oh,
baby. Not even baby, in general. Like, it's got to a point where a woman's opinion is definitely valued more than a man's opinion, because people are so scared that, oh yeah, if we don't value her opinion, that we're going to be, do you know what I mean?
I'm sure we've seen that not too long ago. Remember the Paddy Jackson, when he went on Twitter down, you seen all Twitter that day?
No, as well as they just attacked him, did they?
It was bad.
The thing is, like,
on Facebook everywhere. Like,
what he said in the group chat was disgusting.
Like, it was disgusting, but the stuff that, like.
But in fairness, it was a trial, and you have to just trust the justice system. Everyone just says it's illegal. You don't know, a piece of evidence could have been presented that. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't an open trial. You couldn't see what was happening, you know what I mean?
No, it's not fair. Like, her being behind the curtain as well, like, they got huge backlash, and she.
Oh, exactly. But yeah, that's it.
I don't know, what really annoyed me about that was people like, the Irish system. That had nothing to do with the Irish.
That was nothing to do with
it.
Exactly.
Down,
everyone
if that
says
was
it.
Down here, we wouldn't have heard of it. We wouldn't have heard about that.
Exactly.
We wouldn't know who it was. You'd hear rugby stars in court.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have heard what it was about. All here's rugby stars in court.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's only because they.
Because it was in the British.
Unless they were found guilty, obviously.
That's it. But now, if they found guilty, then they found guilty, and they should be fucking locked up. That's the way it is.
But now the feminists.
Feminazis. There is some good feminists out there that actually are equal and all that, but
exactly.
I just don't think you should call yourself a feminist.
Exactly.
I don't agree with male feminists though. Don't call yourself a fucking male feminist. What's wrong with being a man? Like, it's like everyone wants to. What's wrong with hunting and beating people up? Like, I'm not saying, but
toxic masculinity.
That's ridiculous. Like,
that's the biggest level.
I have heard
toxic masculinity, that we're all just like filled with testosterone and just want to fight each other and kill people and stuff like that.
Not all of us want to fight people on the 2nd of June, you know what I mean?
2nd of June, yeah. But that fucking, they kind of have to get a new venue for that party, I think. Might just have it here. But toxic masculinity, you never heard anything about
it? I haven't heard about it, no.
It's like that we're just all driven to have sex. This is all our agenda is, have sex and fight each other, basically. That's what it is. And that when we get together, we're just, I know, it's just ridiculous.
It's like.
But what's wrong with being masculine? Like,
we've completely different hormones
then. Exactly what I'm saying. Like,
it's not our fault.
Exactly. It's like all men are just slowly becoming women. Like, they're just turning more like feminine. Men are turning
men
more.
Are different, completely.
Exactly.
Different, like.
That's what I'm saying.
It should be equal.
And
sense of pay and all
it's
that.
Like now we just have to accept it. Like, do you see Kanye West tweet about we're living in a modern day renaissance? That's actually interesting. Like,
I heard about it. I didn't look into it. You went on about him though for a couple of days. So
yeah, okay, he was just taking coke or something. But that's actually interesting. Like, I think we are. When you hear people,
there's
like,
a lot of change. Like,
that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of. people are, they're not going to work as much, but they're like waking up. People are saying like, oh yeah, I don't have to work this job.
There's a lot of people like going out the way saying, I don't want to work a 9-to-5
exactly,
job.
That's yeah, it. And it's changing, there's a lot of change. There's a lot more, like people are getting their ideas out with podcasts and stuff like that. You know, like Joe Rogan, I think they'll all be remembered as great thinkers.
Joe,
he's amazing.
Especially,
But he's a proper, he would be considered someone that has toxic masculinity, like, just because he hunts and he fucking likes fighting. And
yeah,
what's
if you
wrong
go to
with
his
that?
Instagram, it is very, like, masculine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
is,
it. But what's wrong with that? He's a man, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm just losing my masculinity or something, you know what I mean? Like,
there's
exactly. That's what, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, that's, how can you accept that?
The noun will be identified as any gender, it will just be...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Just be person.
Yeah, person.
Do you want to get... We'll get up a list.
Instead of father Christmas.
We'll get up a list.
Person
50
Christmas.
Genders. We'll get
person
this up.
Christmas and is it like
person Christmas. You can just make up whatever the fuck you want. Like. But at the end of the day, there's only a man and a woman. Like, I don't understand. I can't... Like, you can't just deny biology. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't just go against science and say, this is what I think. It's not true.
I don't understand when we go against religion, but you can't go against
I have absolutely nothing against transgender. Like, I definitely do think people are born feeling like they're a woman and they should definitely have the right. But don't just say that you're a gorilla bear or something. It's just something make up. Like, did you see that video of your man? The trans reptilian. That is ridiculous. Like, he had some disease, right? And instead of... and he was gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
Instead of investing money that he got, I can't remember, he was rich though. Instead of investing money into research for a disease he had so people maybe wouldn't get it in the future, he decided to turn himself into a fucking lizard. That's what you're living with. Like, makes no sense. Did you see the tweet I retweeted as well? Sorry, but did you see, and it was like, what was it like? It was like, men that understand, you're and are caring about your mental, your bad mental health or something, have the best dick. What the fuck are you on about?
Repeat that?
It was like, men that are understanding of your mental health problems have the best dick. What? Like, shut up. Just shut up.
I hate society. We're
just a bunch of bitches, like.
What is society?
What is society? That's what I'm saying. I still don't know what it is. It's made up.
It's 2 years off.
It's like, that's the way, like, money and stuff is made up as well. Like, that's just made up.
Isn't it?
What the fuck? When you actually start thinking of it.
I always remember younger, like, recession. Just print my money. Just
exactly.
That's what
most people did. Like, that's what fucking the Americans did. They just printed more money. It's gas. But the thing is, your value of your currency goes down. But then, if we just all had one currency... No, that doesn't work. I don't ever mind. I'm just being a fucking idiot. Find these 50 genders.
50 genders. There's more now.
There is. No,
like, the time it took you to add type the name,
there's
like 10
another 10 genders, yeah. But they can just make up whatever they want. Cisgender, that's what I am, I think.
What?
Yeah, that's just a normal person. Alright, here we go. Here we fucking go. Oh, Jesus Christ. No. That's too complicated. There's just a few of them, right? Agender, that's genderless.
Okay.
What?
No, it's not. I'm sorry, but it is impossible. You're right.
You're a man or a woman.
Yeah, like a Barbie doll. Like, there's not...
A genderless
one.
What they're trying to say is that gender is just made up.
Oh, wait.
That's what they're saying. Like, that it's nothing to do with if you have a willy or not. Do you know what I mean? Like,
is that the way you feel towards... Like, they feel...
They feel like they're...
Attracted to anyone.
No, it's nothing to do with attraction.
They
could be like just a man that has a wife and all, but they don't want to be identified as a man or a woman.
That obviously has
which
to
makes
gender.
No fucking sense.
It doesn't make... Because there's a penis and a vagina. Like,
that's what I'm saying. And your gender becomes with that. Like, what? I think the definition of gender has changed. Definition.
I don't know.
Define gender.
Like,
I'm pretty sure it has.
Have you ever seen two...
The state of being male or female. No, it hasn't. It still is. So how can you be genderless then?
Like, have you ever seen two men produce a baby?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it doesn't...
This is one. Gender bender is one.
What?
How is gender bender one?
What's it? Does it give a definition of
no,
what?
No. Okay, I'll get this whoop.
Gender bender.
Definition.
Yeah, live Instagram stuff because so people see what's up.
That's it. Oh, your promotion.
Promotion, yeah. And brown chat for ads.
Oh, way. Okay. A person who dresses and behaves in ways characteristic of the opposite sex.
Is that not just a trend?
But then if what? Yeah, that is just you can't say that, Brian. You can't say that. God, you know nothing. And then there's androgen.
Who makes? Like, actually, when I hope. Yeah, so, like,
but there's classes. There's you can go to college and study gender studies.
Stop. What? How many points is that one?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Actually, want to go and do it, like. How useless, what is that? How are you going to get a job with gender? That's what I'm saying as well. Like, what you're doing is that you could get a job with that. But there's so many courses that you pay $3,000 a year for that have no, like...
You're going nowhere, really.
Where are you
going
to get with gender studies? What is that actually going to get you? Like, no one's going to, oh yeah, fuck you. You know a lot about pan-gender. You know a lot about them. Yeah, come on, work as a solicitor. But that again, I think college is only good for things that when you want to be like a solicitor or an engineer or something. Specific. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Then I'm like, oh, fuck. But, oh, that's beautiful.
That is nice.
Then,
no, they're listening to us now.
Yeah, then. But then, this is another one. Hikra. Hydra. H-I-J-R-A. What the fuck?
Sing it to me. Entertainment.
Hydra gender definition. Is a term given to intersex people and transgender people in South Asia. So it's just that's it's so just people. Like, what, that is ridiculous.
There's only about 5 of them.
There is, look at them in the picture. That is ridiculous.
What the fuck? Yeah. Gotta be honest, I actually can't tell you what gender some of them actually are.
Yeah, no, I'm being honest. I could just be wearing wigs. So that's just South Asia. What? that is just ridiculous. Like that is I'm sorry, that is ridiculous. But that's like there's so much happening. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think we're living in a modern day renaissance, because people are just like, what? They're just making up new things and just there's so much fucking change.
And it sounds like they're making up bullshit. It's definitely having an impact,
though. People giving out about Ireland, we're fucking great. Like we legalized in the last 50 years ago it was illegal to be gay, but now we have a gay fucking Taoiseach, and it's legal to marry.
We're still a bit backwards. I still think we are a little bit behind. But
stuff like marijuana, like that should be legal. Like, it just should.
100%.
Like, I don't like drinking at all. At all, like. Just smoke. Yeah. That's what I'd rather. Like when you look at what drink does to you compared to what weed does to you, it just makes absolutely no fucking sense. Like, it makes no sense. But if my mom knows I'm smoking a joint, that's what I'm saying. That's the only reason. But if they do legalise weed, I'm buying so much fucking weed. Like, No. You can make so much money from that. If you just bought a company that has shares, like a company that sells weed in Amsterdam, and you bought a lot of shares in them, you blow up. You'd fucking blow up. You can make millions.
It's a natural...
But why make some drugs legal, like caffeine and alcohol, and not make them all legal? That also just makes sense. Because some of them aren't profitable. That's the truth, like...
Cocaine's profitable.
Yeah, not for the government, obviously. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, obviously.
But,
Well, if they just got a foothold on the thing...
But why not make everything legal? I'm just saying, like, why not make everything legal? If some are and some aren't.
I'd have smack heads running about.
Would you, though? Because there's already alcoholics. And there's only a certain amount of alcoholics.
There's only more heroin addicts walking around town, though.
But would there be?
One does heroin once, like.
That's true, but everyone knows the dangers of heroin. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you were set on doing heroin, you were gonna do it anyway. That's what I think. So why not just make it legal? Like, why do you have alcohol is legal and stuff other stuff isn't? It doesn't make any sense. Like, alcohol is just as bad, nearly as bad as heroin. Like, it is. It's the truth of it. Do you not know that?
It's about real families. They do
exactly. Like, it's just as addictive. I actually don't think that's true. Never mind. But but it is. Like, it's like. If you go out on a bender and you get absolutely fucked from alcohol, it takes your body 2 weeks to recover from that one night. You would drink again in that time. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
especially,
dehydration and all that it causes. Like, not if you just have a couple of drinks, that's okay. But if you, like, get fucked, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you people drink in between that then. So your liver just gets fucked. That's why
your liver gets fucked.
That's why people age so quickly as well.
Jesus. That's why you're so young. Don't drink.
No. But I think other stuff as well needs to be, like, even the way we're eating, like, a lot more people, like, they're just talking about the changes again, but a lot more people are doing stuff like intermittent fasting and all. Do you know about anything about that?
Like, you eat for, like,
6 hours
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually very good.
It's like the best thing for you.
Do you do
bacteria wise? I do every day.
You do that?
I do every day. Every day. You get so, like, you're real focused. Really? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, because when you're not eating, you release hormones and your brain focuses on trying to find food. So it performs a lot better at trying to find food. But that also goes for any problems. Like, our brains are just problem solving machines at the end of the day. Oh, we're hungry. Find food. We're cold. We need to get shelter. So that's how your brain works. That's how you can solve math problems and stuff, because it's the same functionality. Do you know what I mean? But if you just use that for like writing or whatever, you can actually just, you can be much more focused. You're much more focused. Like, I mean, and then as well, like your, like the hormonal side of it, you release growth hormone, which is what I think I talked about that. I think that actually wasn't the podcast, but I don't think anyone listened to that fucking podcast because it was just the sound of it was shit. But growth hormone is what steroids, they inject them. That's what in steroids, like growth hormone.
Yeah.
But your body releases that when you don't eat.
Didn't know that.
So like I put on around 10 kg of muscle in the last year. Like I'm not huge. I'm not even that big. But that's actually significant. Like when you look at me last year, I was fucking tiny.
That's a lot of
weight. I honestly say that's half. That's just from intermittent fasting. And there's not a lot of research done on it all. But which is my personal experience. Like,
would you get enough food into you in the 6 hours?
That's the thing. You have to be careful because you need to eat enough. Because
how many meals did you have in 6 hours? Like 3.
I kind of just eat when I'm hungry in 6 hours. But some people do like one meal a day. Just eat one meal a day. And then fuck that. But again, I'm not too strict in it. Normally I do like 9 tonight until 5 the next day.
Yeah.
That's 20 hours. But if I'm going out for food with Leah or something, I'll obviously eat food. You know what I mean? Like I'm not just going to be...
There
is some people that are just like, fuck that. Enjoy your life as well. You have to find balance. But I just like it when I'm like doing work, doing stuff, drop shipping and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like do a bit of it.
What happens when you're smoking? Do you not get the munchies or anything like that?
You do. That's what you just give into it. Like, yeah, just get on care then. Fair enough. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it? That's the only downside of it. It definitely makes gain weight. Like, if you were doing it every day, you'd be starving. Everything tastes so good as well.
I'll stop.
I remember me and Rob got fucked once and we had fizzy strawberries and they just don't taste the same anymore. Those fizzy strawberries I got that night. Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, the best kebab and best pizza I ever had was when I'm stoned.
That's it. Like, just tastes amazing. Everything's better.
A patch of pizza, Steve, and said, "Oh my god."
I think it will eventually be legal. I don't think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be a good while though, because there's too many old people that think it's literally heroin. Like the amount of people that think weed is the same as heroin, is ridiculous. Like.
Yeah, I don't think it's frowned upon as much as it was.
No, but I still by the older generation. I mean, like, if it was a vote on it, they just all wash us out with it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
but the fact that it's legal in other countries,
exactly,
in other states, but should say something like heroin. I don't think it is like.
But MDMA, I'm pretty sure, is in a few countries. But that has actually, like, that's supposed to be for like, post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, I'm an idiot. Like, I just read things on the internet. But apparently, yeah, it does. Like, it actually
helps.
It
seems like mental advice for ketamine. It's for depression.
And it actually helps.
Apparently, it, like, reconnects them because depression is the neurons, like, the connection.
Disconnected. Like, disconnected. And it reconnects them.
Apparently, it helps them reconnect.
What the fuck?
Didn't know that, geez.
Yeah. Apparently,
it's a documentary on YouTube on Voice. It's like a 40-minute documentary.
I don't know if he's home, but my dad suffers proper from bipolar, like proper.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's 100% dude. Like everyone can call me fucking mental. I tell my man this a lot of times. All you eat is carbs, right? And if you eat sugary food, you get a blood sugar spike, so you feel real high, and then like just you get down. That's literally the symptoms of bipolar. I'm saying like that's all he eats. Like he doesn't eat even protein or nothing. Like he's no fixed diet. I was like, "Mom, I'm telling you, he'd be 100% better if he just fucking fixed his diet." And she doesn't want to listen. Like we're not like everyone just thinks we're just something different. Like all we're supposed to do is hunt food and eat, like, do you know what I mean? That's all. That's what we're made for. We're not made for stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Because that's toxic. But,
We're not meant to be exactly that toxic mentality. We're not masculinity, but we're not meant to be eating fucking sugary food and all. No wonder somebody like the rise of depression is ridiculous. Like,
yeah, that's it'd be interesting to see actually.
That, I'm just saying, like,
the last 100 years, if depression.
I'm pretty sure.
I'd say it has.
Like, we search it up. Now I'm just sure. I'm an idiot. So don't take any of my advice. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm just talking about shit. This is all it's supposed to be. So don't take. I get all my information from the fucking internet. Like, but in fairness, I get stuff from like the Mayo Clinic and I look at actual studies. So, but what am I looking for? Rise in depression the last 50. Would he go 50 years or 100 years? 100 years. Rise in depression. Last
100 years. But, no, there's nothing there. For 8 years, young Americans. More anxious and depressed, yeah? This is from www.thecut.com, I don't know.
I think depression was just given, like, it was looked at past. Like,
that's true as well, so you could, like, there weren't something that's accounted.
I think only, like, in the last, like, 20, 30 years, I'm not too sure myself, but it's only recently, like,
where it's actually, really, like, accepted more. That's true, so that's probably not as accurate as you think, because if, like, 100 years ago, they weren't even a kept.
Especially, like, say 50 years ago, if a man came out and goes, oh, I feel shit about myself, you literally, all that you said is, get over yourself.
Yeah, that's it, that's true.
Because that whole point of masculinity, like, it's, you're a man, you're not supposed to.
That's true, and that needed to change as well. And in fairness, probably feminists actually did probably help a bit with that. Do you know what I mean? That you just need to get over things. But then again, you need a bit of that. You need to just be told to fuck off sometimes. You know what I mean? Get over yourself a little bit. You know what I mean?
Like, I was on Instagram there, and you know the Instagram Explorer?
Yeah.
I'd be scrolling for that for hours, like, and I came across this one. Some girl put a picture of her, like, crying. Just a selfie of her crying.
Oh, stop.
Like, what's that gonna do?
Nothing. Get attention. Do you know what I mean?
I think
that depression, a lot of people say they have depression when they don't, and you need to be really fucking careful. Yeah. If you're not diagnosed, don't fucking say you're depressed. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
you feel though, if you're saying depressed, you think that'd be a form of, like, getting better, because people that are depressed don't say it, you know? Like,
exactly, they don't. That's what I'm saying.
That's the whole thing.
They keep to themselves. Exactly.
So if you're going to say you're depressed, it's like, I don't know if you actually
are. Exactly, that's it, because, like, you wouldn't be public about it. But then again,
okay, well, I'm not saying every single
thing. No, obviously, like, not, yeah. But that you wouldn't be public about it.
You wouldn't be both, like, oh,
unless you've been recovered, and then you say, oh, this is my story. That's fair enough, but that's, you know what I mean?
You're hardly going to go on Twitter and go, oh, hey, what's up, lads? I'm depressed.
Exactly. Like, it's just thrown around, though. But how many depressed gorillas are there in the wild and stuff like that? Do you know what I mean? That doesn't happen. This is why we're all depressed, though, because we're not doing what we're supposed to be. Like, I know we can't all just go back to fucking the Stone Age, but I actually think that could happen eventually. We're just going to get so advanced where you just go, what the fuck, and we're actually all end back in the Stone Age.
When Google wipes us out.
That's right. But we're actually just supposed to be, like, there's a reward system set in your brain, like serotonin is a hormone that's released that makes you feel good. When you go out and hunt, that's released. Yeah. And those reward systems aren't going to be released when you're sitting in a fucking office. Do you know what I mean? And that's why, exactly, everyone's just so sedentary. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
The point of reward, like, if everyone, like, winning a match, just, like, you know what I mean?
It feels good. Do you know what I mean?
It feels great, but then, all right, you might even feel great, like, oh, that was good. You might even feel great, but then when you lose a match, the fact that you're not being rewarded, it's like, that's it,
you feel shit. But and stuff like that, like, sugar and stuff, that fucks up your hormones as well, because it releases dopamine, which is, like, it's good, it's supposed to be a quick reward, so if you, it teaches you things, so you do something, you get a reward for it, you feel good, so you know how to do it next time, your brain remembers, so it releases dopamine, so, but it's short term, like, serotonin's long term. And you get that from, like, talking to friends and interacting with people and that.
That's why I feel great now.
Exactly. But dopamine is just, like, if you keep abusing that, it just makes you depressed after a while. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm. So is that a drug?
Dopamine? No, it's what drugs release, basically. That's what, like, when you smoke weed, that's what's released. When you take alcohol, dopamine. That's why it's quick release. And if you smoke enough weed, you will eventually just...
Well, is that not the same? Obviously, on a much smaller scale, like...
Is not the same as what?
Like, if you're continuing to eat sugar or whatever you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Sugar is a drug, 100%.
All right, yeah.
Refined sugar is just... It's a drug, like. You never find that, unless it's, like, honey or something, which nutrients... Like, refined sugar is terrible for you. If you ever want to do something for your diet, just cut that out. You couldn't, though. But cut it out for... What I did last year was fucking, like... I just... I don't know. At the end of summer, I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do. So I was just testing things out with myself, like, diet-wise and all. So I started intermittent fasting... And I went on an all dick diet for a while. So just what I did was a ketogenic diet. Did you ever hear of that?
I've heard of it. I don't know what exactly.
So basically, it's just you eat a fucking ridiculous amount of fat, like ridiculous. Like most, you know, what I mean? Most of us just rely on a carbohydrate.
You
shit
on yourself after, did you?
No, I felt good. The only thing was that when I went out for food with Leah and all, I couldn't eat, because if you eat any carbs, over 50 grams of carbs, you kicked out with ketosis. But ketosis is like, your body can either run on sugar, which is glucose, which is stored in your liver, in the form of glucose and the form of glycogen, which is stored in your muscles when you eat carbs to get instant release. And it turns into glycogen in your liver and thing. You can run on that, or you can run on ketones, which is released when you don't have any sugar available. And it's basically just fat. So you're basically just burning your body fat if you're not eating. So that's what you're running on. But
I got fucking shredded though, like proper. I've never been that lean in my life. The only thing
just eating fats.
Just eating fats. So, but that's mad, isn't it?
What fat? Like what fats? Like
healthy fats. Like not. The thing is, everyone says healthy fats, but there's not really any unhealthy fats apart from trans fats. But they're.
You need to avoid the saturated fats. Like,
no. Yeah, fucking saturated fats and all. That's bullshit. Saturated fats. A doctor called Ansel Keys. He read about him. He's a cunt, but he basically made up myths about. He's dead, but he's a cunt. But he made up myths about salt. That salt's bad for you. It's not. But even too much, it's not bad for you. But not too much. But like salt is a mineral. Like you need salt, or your body can't regulate your blood sugars properly and all. Same with potassium and stuff. Like if you eat enough salt, you will die. But if you eat a lot of potassium, you'll die as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's like your body's there's a balance between sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium, stuff like that. But Ansel Keys basically he had this idea that saturated fat makes you fat, and he just faked research basically saying that he did it, and it changed everyone's diet. A lot of like Americans 100 years ago ate a lot more fat until he released the things, and then they changed their diet completely, and the food pyramid was restructured. Like there was never a food pyramid before 50 years ago. When you think about it though, do you think we'd be fucking eating bread and rice when we were hunting and stuff? No, we'd be eating protein and fat. That's what you were getting, like, and a few berries every now and then.
A few leaves.
I don't think lettuce. No, I'm saying this, but I don't think lettuce is that good for you.
You're saying this.
I'm saying this. I don't though, because it does. Look, it's zero calorie. There's not that much minerals. You're better off just eating fruit and veg, like good stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing in.
But the only thing I was saying about the ketogenic, it was too restrictive. Like you can't eat any carbs, you get knocked out of it. So that means I couldn't even treat myself. And it takes a week to get back into it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even eat a fucking brownie or something. Or a bit of chocolate every now and then. And you want to enjoy life as well. So that's the only reason I went out of it. But I felt fucking great. Like, I felt unreal. But fuck that. But, just fat, yeah. And it's mad. Everyone thinks that fat makes you fat. That's only because it's more calories. But, you can't eat as much. It doesn't make you as hungry. Because when you eat carbs, you release insulin. And I'm probably fucking making it for this book, but
it's like biology.
Yeah, but you release the hormone insulin, and insulin brings your blood sugars down. And it helps store fat as well. That's the thing is. So if your insulin's really high, you can't burn fat. That's why everyone, like, you're supposed to eat carbs. Don't eat carbs before you work out. Like, there's no point. But if your insulin's high, there's another hormone, leptin, which is that makes you. Basically makes you not want to eat anymore. It makes you full. Yeah. It's like it tells your brain, you have enough fat stored, you have enough food, you don't need to eat anymore, stop eating. But if you have high insulin, like if you're eating loads of carbs and you have high insulin, then your leptin levels get blocked out. So you feel more hungry even though you're not.
It's
not mad. It's mental. And you're not taught any of this. Like I have to learn all this. I know more stuff now than I did whatever in biology. Like
you were a pig on
it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, in the past year, but it's mad. Like, you're just not taught enough. You're not taught enough how to manage your money as well. Like, why the fuck aren't we taught what to invest in and stuff? Like, yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, real. Like, we did CSPE. What the fuck did we do CSPE for? Do you know what I mean? What did we have? The maths class, remember, with Ting? She came in with a suitcase.
What?
Do you remember the suitcase in... we shouldn't say teachers' names, but, you know, in...
Our maths.
Remember what class? Whose classroom we were in? Mm-hmm. You're a French teacher. Oh,
she actually got the. I'm not a real. I'm trying to think of the teacher though.
But
I'm just trying.
You know Brian's French teacher. Oh,
yeah.
French.
Yeah, I know her. I know.
Do you know her? Yeah. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah. She came in. What was it? She can't even remember what the fuck it was. She came in with a suitcase, a big fucking huge suitcase that was bigger than her. No one understands. It was funny though. Nat was the one. Remember Nat back then, like, and it was a fucking soldier. What is wrong?
Soldier. Sure, that cunt was. That's hard to say now. Fucking pictures of teachers underneath the sinks and all.
Yeah, this time last year he was still drawing dicks in my hair back.
Yeah.
How was he disciplined enough to make it to the army? It makes no sense.
And of course he's in like group of soldiers that's called the team and like.
That is he thinks that's gas as well, definitely. Yeah. Fair play to him, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Like, do you know what you want to do with your life?
No.
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? How are we supposed to know? I want to take this year off college. I want.
Did any of them chance
to go? I'd like to do something like this, like fucking just doing something where I'm not even like this.
You're not restricted to.
Not restricted to the time someone gives me. Like I like to be going to the gym. I like to fucking kick things and do whatever I want to do.
YouTube,
do podcasts.
So YouTube would be an ideal thing.
Stuff like that. But even what I was doing before, like with the dropshipping, I worked, not even worked, maximum 1 hour. It took me to take that order, swap it to AliExpress, take that order, swap it to AliExpress. It took me 1 hour. Why can't they just do that?
Shouldn't we tell people? It's kind of sad.
I don't think you're going to be able to do it very soon because people are copping onto it. But even there's other stuff that you can do online. Like there's stuff like peer-to-peer loans where you can give someone €100 and you can charge them a tenner. So if you work hard enough and earn enough money, you can just share up a lot of money.
How does it work out? They don't pay you back the loan?
The website will give you back. Like I can't remember the name of some of them. I haven't done it now, but people have done it, yeah. There's other ways. There's a load of ways to make money. Loads. Just don't be tied down to, you know what I mean? It's stupid.
Yeah.
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 What else? You doing a lot of exercise lately?
Started back in the gym.
Did you?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I've been injured for a while.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah. What's your split?
I just do it all. Like.
You just do it all.
Every absolutely.
Full body workouts.
Better.
How many days?
At the moment we're doing every second day.
Every second day. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's grand. I used to do 5 days a week.
From fucking 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. No, that was just me. I didn't only get up on the bike and just do cardio in the morning. Just a little bit.
What time would you get up in the morning? Like every day, what time would you get up in the morning?
Lately, it's been a bit late. It's been a bit annoying, but normally.
Like,
fuck
off. Yeah. That's early. Like.
But like, if I'm going somewhere at 8 o'clock, I'll get up at 6 just so I have 2 hours to do what the fuck I want.
And would you find it hard to get up there? No.
Get up, get done. I do.
And did like.
Do a Sudoku in the morning, an easy one because I'm stupid. Yeah. But that gets your brain going. I'm not even messing. There's loads of things. Just
did you always get up there early? I was only.
No, only recently.
And how was it hard to start there?
I was going into college. I had to get the 6 o'clock bus. Sorry, literally.
You were for miles.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
You get the 6 o'clock bus.
6 o'clock
so
bus.
What, you'd have to
I had to be up at 5, literally, and that. So I was in
bed.
How
many times you got to bed at?
9 or 10, but fuck that. The thing is, your sleep is so important as well.
Yeah.
People don't. Do you watch Joe Rogan? Yeah.
BJ.
Yeah, do you?
I listen to him, yeah.
Do you see the one about your man, the sleep scientist?
I don't watch all of them if they don't like the. If I don't like the look of the person. if Brendan Schwab's in it, I'll give that to Brian.
Yeah, he's fucking
Brian
gas.
Or whatever, yeah, watch that one.
They broke gas. But he was like saying mad stuff. It was actually, you should watch that, the sleep one, because it was just.
Yeah, okay.
He was like, your body. Like, Joe Rogan was saying that when he was smoking a lot of weed.
I think he went
on the cold turkey for a while for sober, I can't remember, October
or something. I think I might have
but he didn't smoke any weed for a month and then he started having mad fucking dreams.
I did hear that.
He had mad fucking dreams and apparently weed and alcohol this is what happens, it stops you from having rapid eye movement sleep, which is the most important sleep. That's when you have dreams, that's what it is, rapid eye movement, you know, when you ever look at your dog and sleep and it's like that.
Yeah,
that's what it is. But apparently that inhibits it. And then when you go off it, your body, like your brain actually needs it to function. So it's so starved from it that it just has a load of it at once. And you have fucking crazy dreams, yeah. But isn't it? There's loads of stuff you just don't know. And then what else was he saying? That like if you don't have sleep, you'll go insane because... which makes sense because when you're dreaming, you're basically insane. Like, you start believing things that aren't there.
Yeah.
You start getting anxious and it's just, you're delusional, basically. And that's all stuff, like, if you don't have enough sleep, that's going to happen to you in real life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's
basically... Okay, yeah, if you don't get sleep, you actually start seeing, they're projecting.
I think, exactly. And apparently... people, you know, people are like, oh yeah, I only get 6 hours sleep, then you're a fucking idiot. Like, you should try to get 8 hours every night. Like, it's so important to get 8 hours every night.
Oh, I would, yeah.
I'd
be sleeping till like 1.
Right? 1.
Oh, the lazy bastard.
Apparently, that's worse for you. If you swear to sleep at 12. I don't believe that either, though. Like, if I'm doing like a crazy. Normally, I do 3 days a week, I do kickboxing, and then if I'm doing like weight training the same day as that, I need at least 10 hours, and I've met just for my body to recover.
Yeah.
Like, your body, that's when your body recovers the most.
The difference is, though, because, like, you're doing physical exercise. If you weren't doing that, you know what I mean? It's just...
You don't need as much, apparently, yeah. You don't need as much sleep. It's mad.
Yeah, but I shouldn't be going to bed, like, 3 or 4 hours after it gets dark and then waking up when it's bright. Like.
No, apparently you're supposed to go to sleep when it's dark. Isn't that mad?
Naturally, yeah.
Naturally, yeah. And then how are people getting, like, you going to work when it's dark outside? That is fucking, that's ridiculous. It's
depressing.
Like, it's not for you. Like, you're not supposed to, your body's not designed for that. You're not supposed to be going, like, your body goes, you go outside and start, you go, what the fuck are you doing? Get back inside. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the truth.
It's so hard to get up in the morning and start, like.
Isn't it mad the way we need sleep as well? It makes sense, I suppose, like, your body needs to rest. But.
Yeah, but, like, goldfish, though. Well, no, they're nowhere near as well as I don't know where I'm going with that one.
And thing as well, what do you think of people thinking that the Earth's flat? Oh, fucking idiots. Do you ever watch Eddie Bravo?
It is flat.
Do you think it's there?
No, it's not.
They have this theory, right, that the reason, like, we ever figured out that Earth was round is because people would look at chips going out, and you eventually just see, like, less and less of the ship down like that, so they said it's round. But then, if you take out binoculars, this is why I don't, it actually makes sense, if you take out binoculars, you can still see the full ship.
Yeah, but it's not that steep. Like,
well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
If the Earth was flat, if it was, there would be a point at where...
You fall off.
But there would be an end.
Yeah, how would they be able to hide that from people? Like, people have their own personal jets and all. Like, what benefit would they get from
imagine this was Earth. Like,
you'd have to fall off.
Where would you go?
It doesn't make any sense. But, and also, if the Earth's flat, that means there's no other planets and the sun's not real. Like, the sun's round, the moon's round, so it makes sense that the Earth is round.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't at all. I suppose if the sun would just kind of just nothing would work.
Why are we even having this chat?
Earth is not flat.
We're so useless as well. Like, when you think about the size of different suns compared to us, like, we're just fucking nothing.
You're big enough, like.
No, but you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, look,
like, you're just nothing. And everyone thinks that, oh yeah, yeah, feminism, oh yeah, this is so important. No, it's not. It doesn't make, nothing matters. We're all just fucking idiots. Like, we're just, we made up society. We literally made it up. Like,
yeah.
We made up half the jobs. They're all just made up. Do you know what I mean? Like, we just construct the things ourselves. It's gas, isn't it? Like,
there's no reason at all.
What do you think of, like, not the Illuminati, but do you think just people are running things behind the scenes?
I
think that definitely
everything is corrupt.
About this family. you should get this for your next podcast.
All right, what is it?
The Rothschilds.
Oh, do you know, ever heard about the Rothschilds, no?
Yeah, I heard about it a few days ago, and I'm paranoid ever since.
Yeah, literally, they control everything. Do you know that, remember that plane that went missing years ago?
The Malaysian one?
Yeah, they never found it.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had business associates on that thing, that a deal just went bad, and I'd say they just sent a little missile over there. And drone strikes, you ever hear of drone strikes?
Yeah.
That is fucking terrifying. Like, they just press a button, and a drone would send a missile. That's what the Americans use. They've used them. That's fucking terrifying. So if we just be sitting here now, and if they, for whatever motivated them, they could just press a fucking button and blow us up, and that's the end of that. A drone comes in and just fucking...
They could be listening there.
That's what I'm saying. That's too easy, like. That's just... There's no conscience given to that or anything, like.
That's terrifying. Money, though. Like, that's when you have the top...
Yeah, exactly.
When you have all the money in the world and you're untouchable because of the people, you can
it's not even the money that they care about. They have power because of the money. That's what it is.
I suppose power, yeah.
Yeah, power. It's power. That's what they're after. Like, it's fucking mental. Yeah. It's terrifying.
We're probably safe enough, like. Ireland sound enough.
Yeah, we're not that.
Yeah, bad. I don't know. There could be some people just out there in the bushes listen to us. You know what I mean? It is terrifying.
Change,
like, a puff steam, that's the called. That's alright, that Chromecast thing.
It's not bad, you know,
for 8 years, young men have been getting more anxious and depressed, and no one is quite sure why. I think I know why. I think it's because we have a shitty fucking diet, we don't exercise enough, and we're doing things that we're not supposed to be doing. Like, we're not designed to be in an office.
No. We're told when you're at the age of 4 or 5, you go to school.
Exactly.
Before that, you're in play. I understand, like, play skill, like, you need to understand the grasp.
I think, like, you need to understand some things, like basic maths, basic English, writing, and then it should just be up to fucking you, honestly. After secondary school, it should just be up to you. You shouldn't be pressured into it. They say it is up to you, but it's not.
Change the way the whole system is, like, That's who gives a fuck about King Lear or
whatever. Oh, exactly. Like, fuck that.
Like if you want to know...
It is, though. It's true.
Some of that stuff is interesting, but it's not going to be useful.
Exactly.
Let them be options.
But if you are if you are interested in it, then study. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And exams. Like, the fact that, like, why you make, this literally makes no sense, that the point system, or you work your fucking arse off, okay, you got 600 points. Fair play to you. I'm just going to wait till I'm 23 and do the exact same thing you're doing.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, that makes no sense.
But work your arse off to then pay $3,000 a year.
Exactly. It's just a business. Like, I was saying this as well. I think I said on the last podcast, but... that I published the rest, there was like an hour of stuff I think that I'm not doing. I'm determined in this one. That's why there's microphones, this is recording as well, that's recording, everything's fucking recording, so we back up. But what I said is, I said I didn't want to do it anymore. I still finished out the year, I didn't really finish out the year, but what he said, he called me into a room and he was like, you don't want to do it anymore? And I was like, no. And he goes, okay, we'll find you a different course. And I was like, no, I don't want to be here anymore.
They offered you another course.
They offered another course.
Whatever course you wanted, or...
No. He's like, we'll find you. We can get you a place in a different course. And I was like, no, I don't want to be here anymore. And he goes, but you can't get your money back. And stuff like that. And I think they're fucking paid in commission or something. Like, many people
the
that just...
The first thing he said, like, money.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's definitely...
It's as if you came off. Exactly. If you came off, was like, oh,
give me money back. I swear to God, he's like, you can't get your money back. And all. I was like, oh, whatever. And he goes, you know, you have to stay here. And all. It was like he was trying to... He was losing a customer. That's the way you're talking to me. Not like he was a student. And half them as well. Half them, like, they're all... I was doing electronic engineering. Don't ask me why, but I was doing electronic engineering. Which kind of is interesting, but...
Did you like it at all? Or was the
fun? Yeah, I like the programming side of it. And I think I would like to do something in programming, being honest. Because that's the future, like... Like, that's
AI. Just the fact that like, you had to get up and you actually had to do something that you weren't fully...
Like, that's it. But not even that as well. It was stuff as well, but they were so fucking unmotivated, the lecturers. Like, they're just fat ages. Like,
come in late, like...
Exactly, you come in late, and they're just, like... They failed in what we're doing, obviously, because they wouldn't be teaching. Do you know what I mean? If they didn't fail in it.
But, like, in my case, I'm doing a four-year course, and then... in my second semester, I had 12 hours a week.
Fuck, that's ridiculous.
They could have compressed the course down to 3 years.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's the thing.
2 hours a week, or...
12 hours a week is ridiculous. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Well, mine was ridiculous. Mine's 40 hours a week.
That's fucking crazy, like.
40 fucking hours a week.
Were you on Saturdays?
No.
No?
From Monday to Friday.
At least you got into college.
Did you not get into college?
I just did a PLC for a year.
Would you enjoy that?
Hate it.
Nah, fuck that. It's just school. And then mine was a level... I got 400 points when I was doing a level 7. That's all I got offered.
Really?
Now, I obviously fucked up on the TIO or something, but imagine only getting offered a level 7 if you got 400 points. Like, I didn't do a tremendous amount of work last year, you know I didn't, but 400 points is decent, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should definitely have done a level 8, at least.
Well, 400, definitely.
Yeah, and that's all I got offered. And I definitely had it level 8 down, but no, I had Rob's course down, I didn't get offered that, and Rob got less points than me.
Seriously?
Yeah, it just doesn't make any fucking sense. What were people that are, like, just some people that are geniuses, and like, proper intelligent, and they would just couldn't give a fuck about school, and they get no points, and they're not going anywhere in life. That doesn't make any sense. Like, it's so demotivating, I know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bullshit. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
And job, like, the fact that you can do a 4-year course now and not be guaranteed a job.
Yeah. I probably, like, the environmental stuff, that's always going to be growing, like,
there's... So you have,
it's growing the way, though, you have that's growing now, the way, like, the whole property development now, like, there's no more development in Dublin, like, they can't do anymore, it's sort of developing out, and, like, literally in, what, 5 years' time, they got, like, when you're, like, have your, like, degree or everything, like, you're going to need, like...
Well, I'd say...
Money stacks.
All the government does is put money into Dublin. Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a fuck about other cities, which is the stupidest thing. It's not that it doesn't give a fuck, it just doesn't fund them as much. Which is the stupidest thing in the world, because eventually Dublin is just gonna be completely fucking overpopulated. Like, Stamunnan is gonna be the amount of houses around here, even, like, you know what I mean? It's just gonna be ridiculous. Like, it's just gonna be ridiculous. But if they make more job opportunities in Galway and Cork and stuff, absolutely, more people just move down there.
Because that's one of the things we looked at in our course. They made, like, there's in the National Development Plan, the last one, they had a plan for Mullingar and two other kind of neighbouring big towns. They're going to make that a kind of nodal point for jobs.
Yeah.
And there was more development from Gormanstown to Mornington, housing-wise.
Than a fucking huge town in Mullingar. Even Drogheda. Drogheda should be a city.
Yeah.
It's just been denied city status.
There's some weird, you need, like,
They're only short of the
university.
University. That's it. They have the court. They have the Diffie. Cathedral. That's what I went for.
Shocking. But even the travel, I don't like fucking traveling. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Like being on a bus.
Public transport, though, I think around here it's awful. It's shit.
Oh, it's terrible. It's horrendous. It's €12 from Laytown to get into town, and then you go into Balbriggan, and it's €6.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.